Masechet Menachot Perek Vav, Mishnah He, Mishnah says, Kol HaMenachot Te'unot Shelosh Me'ot Shifa, V'Hamesh Me'ot Be'ita. All Menachot require 300 rubs. That means a person has to rub them against a utensil 300 times, V'Hamesh Me'ot Be'ita, and 500 hits. What a person has to do is he has to use his fist or his palm to hit on the kernel that we're talking about over here, a total of 500 times. What would happen is a person would take the kernel and they would rub it one time against a keli, and then they would hit it two times, and then they would repeat it again. They would rub it against the keli two times, and then hit it three times, and they would repeat this sequence 100 times, and they would end up with 300 times that the kernel would be rubbed, and 500 times that it would be hit. The rubbing and the hitting are done to the wheat that's going to be used for the mincha in order to loosen, to disconnect the kernels from the husk, from the chaff that's around them. When that happens, when there's a removal of the husk from the kernels in a perfect way, the wheat is going to give forth a beautiful, very fine flour. Rabbi Yose Omer Babatsek, says Rabbi Yose, what we're talking about is being done to the dough of the mincha in order to produce a very smooth type of dough. It's not being dealt with on the wheat, but Rabbi Yose disagrees. He says that it's being done to the dough. When we're talking about a mincha that's fried or baked, it's not made as one big loaf, but it's eventually divided up into a number of loaves. We'll talk about how many. Kol ha-menachot ba'ot eser. All menachot are brought in groups of 10 loaves. Chutz milechem ha-panim. Besides the lechem panim and the havitin of the kohen gadol, which are brought as 12 loaves, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir omer kulan baot shetemesre, says Rabbi Meir, no, the menachot are all brought in groups of 12. Chutz mehalot toda v'hanezirut shehen baot eser eser. Besides for the loaves of the toda and the bread of the nazir's korban, which are brought in groups of 10. What we have over here is everybody agrees that the loaves brought with the Todah and the Nazir are brought in groups of 10, and Lechma Panim are brought in groups of 12. This is accepted by everybody. Question becomes, what do we compare all other Menachot to? Are they compared to the Todah and the Nazir, and therefore they would require 10 loaves, like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is? Or Rabbi Meir says, no, all Menachot are compared to Lechma Panim and the Havitin, and therefore the rest require 12 loaves. That's a machloket between the two of them.